Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSide.com at the close Thursday, October 28. For all of our podcast articles and references, visit ValueSide.com. Today, critical earnings from both Apple and Amazon, plus today's market summary, coming right up. Well, I was just reading that the Port of Los Angeles is instituting new taxes to help speed up shipping. Don't ask. And I wondered how Amazon was doing in all this mess. The answer, apparently not good. Amazon is the first of the two companies to release their results, and preliminarily, Amazon shows net income at $3.2 billion for the quarter. That's nearly half the $6.1 billion net income of the quarter before. I'm reading off the press release now, so the complete earnings report and 10Q have not yet been released on the web. But that's a mighty big hit to income. And I would have to assume that all this supply chain issue has a lot to do with Amazon's earnings today. And while we're waiting for Apple to release their results, the other big news for tech today was made by Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg. They'll be operating under a new corporate name, Meta. Interesting move, as he obviously timed it to coincide with these two big earnings reports. Something that, to me, would downplay the announcement, and I'm not sure why he would do that. Okay, on to Apple now, which has now released their results. Let me give you the first blush, and then later on. First blush says Apple comes through with very good results, again reading their press release, with revenue up by 29%. But quarterly earnings show something different. Earnings per share show only $1.24 per share, 6 cents below the quarter before. So I'm really not sure what's going on here, but these results appear to be somewhat mixed also. So overnight I'll get a chance to go through the 10Qs and the quarterly reports themselves, and I'll report back to you in the morning. Turning to the markets, a last-minute surge brought both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 to new highs, with today's two featured stocks helping out. First, Amazon was up over a percentage point, while Apple Computer was up over 2%. As investors anticipated, good results from both companies. Overall, only bonds were down today, with oil and crypto both up. Gold was flat. Now stay tuned now for today's market comment, GDP, the ultimate checksum. Well, this morning we'll receive our first look at the third quarter's gross domestic product, the ultimate macro number, the sum total of all the economic goods and services produced. It's also the final checksum, making sure that what we've seen so far in the economy really does add up. Now, a checksum is a block of data used to make sure that your big database does not have any errors. So here's how Wall Street analysts use the GDP checksum. So far, corporate earnings have come in right on the mark. Those two big companies, Alphabet, Google, and Microsoft, actually exceeded what analysts had expected. And most of the other companies which have reported so far have also hit their expectations. So if I recall, we've seen about three quarters or better of all companies hitting their guidance numbers. Now we've only seen about half of all the companies report, and that could change. And we still have two of the most important companies reporting this afternoon, Apple Computer and Amazon, so we haven't seen their results either. But overall, what we have seen says the economy is sailing along just fine. What we'd like to have right now is a little confirmation, something that tells us the economy is indeed just fine. Enter the GDP checksum. With what we've seen so far, I would expect that the GDP should also be sailing along with somewhere near that high estimate of a 4% growth rate or more. Let's see if that is the case. GDP has just now been announced. And the envelope, please? Wow. Just a 2% growth rate for Q3 GDP. About half of Wall Street analysts were well above this level in their estimates. And I was afraid of this. It's an indication that the economy is not doing well, that it's likely that some of the companies who have yet to report will likely disappoint. This isn't too surprising, as I've often felt that companies who have done poorly schedule their reports for later in the cycle. But the bottom line, this means that our GDP checksum doesn't add up. The economy is much weaker than we thought. Remember, this is coming off two quarters of better than 6% growth, so this really is a big drop. Making this even more important is that this report has so much riding on it. The president wants to substantially raise taxes to pay for his social spending. That's now in question, as higher taxes could easily push this weak economy into a recession. The Fed also wants to begin the taper, cutting back on some of its monetary stimulus. That, too, now comes into question with an economy much weaker than the Fed thought. Overall, this is a big surprise, an indication that this is an economy where currently things just don't add up. And that's thevalueside.com for Thursday, October 28. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.